Hi, I'm back just briefly. I've just been listening to a post by Mo Lucy, which was quite entertaining, and she was talking about stuff in the news. Something that was funny was, I think it was in Illinois, they're selling these hot dogs, 3-inch hot dogs, and calling them Donald Trump burgers, or not burgers, hot dogs, or something like that. So that was quite amusing. But on a serious note, I agree with her that this election has turned into a circus. Tonight I heard on the news in the UK that Donald Trump was advocating violence towards protesters, that he said if someone sees a tomato coming towards him, they should beat the crap out of the person that threw it. Now, anyone is entitled to protest against anybody, and especially someone like him. I'm really, really concerned about this election. If it wasn't such a serious thing, it would be the biggest joke ever. Him, he's mad. And I think that he's going to have the most important job in the world, and it really scares me. It seriously does. I think, you know, what's going to happen to this world once he gets up there? Walls between here, between the United States and Mexico, kicking all the Muslims out of US, not letting anyone in, all this stuff for a start, let alone, you know, condoning violence against protesters. Beat the crap out of them, that was his exact words. And I don't even know what he thinks about guns, but the other thing that Mo Lucy talked about was a gun that you can somehow not attach physically, but connect to an iPad and you can get it to be accurate in hitting the target. And all that stands between someone using it and it being misused is someone managing to guess or find out or hack the passcode on the iPad. And I think, you know, the gun crime is... Well, I heard again a statistic on the radio today saying that in America, in last year, 32,000 people died from gunshot wounds. Now, some of it was suicide, but that is a hell of a lot of people. I don't know how it compares to the UK, but I should think there's no comparison. And I know we're a much smaller country. I am aware of that, but we also have stricter gun laws. And that brings me on to the next thing I wanted to talk about, and that is the anniversary of the Dunblane massacre, which, if it had happened in America, I don't mean to be offensive at all, but it's kind of an everyday occurrence over there that there are multiple shootings. Well, that's how it seems from this side of the pond anyway, because they're always being reported, especially at schools and universities and campuses where there's lots of young people. Now, this was a real shock to the UK. It happened 20 years ago. My oldest son was 3.5. I remember the day it happened. I remember exactly where I was when I heard it happen, like I do when I heard about 9/11. I was going to pick my son up from a gym class where, you know, it was just an hour or an hour and a half thing at the local gym club. And I was actually in the change room helping him get his shoes back on and getting changed to go home. It was late morning when I heard it, and I don't know how we heard it, because obviously, I don't know, what it happened like early in the morning, first thing, like 9 o'clock or something. And that was a lone gunman went into a school in Dunblane in Scotland, and he shot and killed 16 five-year-olds. They were all five-year-olds and one adult teacher who was 45. They made a documentary about it recently. I didn't see it, but I'm going to try and find it on YouTube or something. It was the 20th year. It was this month. I remember it being March. I don't remember the exact date, but it was round about now. And they interviewed... I saw bits of it, but they interviewed the children that are grown up now, and one girl said something about, do you know who my mum is? And this was really upsetting. And someone said, people say, who was your mum? And she was the teacher that died at Dunblane. And just think, 20 years, that little girl was out without her mum. And all these children, they read out their names. and every single one of them was 5 years old. 5 years old. And one little girl spoke and she said, I mean, I'd got the general outline of it. I haven't watched it properly, but because they were, it was being discussed on another programme, this is how I saw bits of it. One little girl said she doesn't remember what it felt like to be shot, but her leg went like jelly and she fell to the floor and she dragged herself to hide in the PE cupboard. So she must be 25 now. And that's her whole lifetime away, but it must be a very vivid memory. And I remember the day it happened, all the parents going to the school and they were waiting for news and they didn't know whether their child had been affected or not, whether they'd been injured or killed or whatever. It must have been such a terrible, terrible time for everybody, including the rest of the school, the other members of staff, obviously the families of those who were killed. And one thing they did was they took a lobby to Parliament and the use of handguns was banned in the UK after that, in 1998, so 2 years later. So that is one thing that they did, that the good thing that came out of it. And I just think, I don't know, but things are bad enough with the guns in America. Donald Trump, what are you going to do about it? Make things 1,000 times worse? For us, that was such a big thing that we're still talking about it 20 years later. Because actually, in the great scheme of things, it was very, very rare. But in America, it isn't. And that's scary. And the scariest thing of all is the thought of him. Oh, God, please. Please, you lot, don't vote for him. Please vote for someone else. Whoever it is, I don't care. Just please don't vote for Donald Trump. Please. Oops, I've done it again. If you wonder what I do when I say I've done it again, I'm used to talking on WhatsApp groups, and to get hands-free on their WhatsApp, you have to turn voiceover off. And then to turn it back on, to send the message, you have to turn it back on. So I keep doing that, thinking I'm on WhatsApp.